Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita of Krishnadas Kaviraj, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Adi Leela, Chapter 1, Text 5. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritihi. Go up to the Hladini Shaktihi Asmat Eka Atmanau Api Bhuvi Pura Deha Bhedam Gatau Tau Chaitanya Akham Prakatam Adhuna Tat Dvayam Cha Aikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Duty Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Haladini Shakti Rasmad Ekatmanav Api Bhuvi Pura Deha Bhedam Gatau Tau Chaitanyakyam prakatam adhuna tadvayam chaikyam aptam. Radha bhava duty suvalitam naomi Krishna swarupam. Radha Krishna pranaya vikritir haladini shak. Tirasmat Ekatmanav Apibhuvi Pura Deha Bhedam Gatau Tau Chaitanyakyam Prakatam Yad Adhuna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Duty Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam
Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Haladini Shakti Rasmat
Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Haladini Shakti Rasmat
Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Haladini Shakti Rasmat
Ekatmanav Api Bhuvi Pura
ladies. Radha, Shrimati Radharani, Krishna, of Lord Krishna, Pranaya, of love, Vikritihi, the transformation, Haladini, Shaktihi, pleasure potency, Asmat, from this, Eka, Atmano, both the same in identity, Api, although, Bhuvi, on earth, Pura, formerly, Dehabhedam, separate forms, Gatau, obtained, Tau, those two, Chaitanya, Akyam, known as Sri Chaitanya, Prakatam, manifest, Adhuna, now, Tat, Dvayam, the two of them, Cha, and Aikyam, unity, Aptam, obtained, Radha, Bhava, of Srimati Radharani, mood, duty, the luster, Suvalitam, who is adorned with, Naomi, I offer my obeisances, Krishna, Swarupam, to him who is identical with Sri Krishna. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, previously they separated themselves. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. Om Jnanatim Irandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Shrishtam Manumapi Shachi Putramatra Swarupam Rupam Tasyagrajam Urupurim Maturim Goshtavartim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prabto yasya pratita kripaya shri gurum tam natosmi. Vandeham shri guru shriyataf padagamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha. Shri rupam sagrajatam sagarna raghunatan vitam tam sajivam. Sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam. Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitamsha Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan Tina smarne hoy bigna bina shan anaya shi hoy nijavanchita pura. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. In 2 days' time is Sri Radhashtami celebration. We know that Radharani was born, so to speak, on this day. 2 days before Radhashtami, no one knew on the original Radhashtami, because you don't know until the baby's born, that's going to be born. They're going to survive the childbirth, or whether it's male or female or whatever. There are different discussions of how Radha was born. One of them is that she appeared on a lotus flower and she was discovered by Rishabhanu Maharaj like that. There are different discussions given of her birth. And of course she's in the same category. It's Janma karma chame divyam evang yo veti tatvataha. He's not born. He says, Krishna is not born, but he has his birth. Therefore, anyone who can understand this is, he's qualified to go to the spiritual world because he don't belong here anymore if we understand this, because in material consciousness, not possible to understand. So if you can understand that how Krishna's birth is transcendental, then we don't belong here anymore. That we belong there. And Radha and all the devotees, it's similar. We talk also about the appearance of the Guru, but you say, well, what do you mean? There's a father and a mother, and you know the name of the father and mother and the day and the place where he was born. And you can, nowadays you'll get it all entered in the government register. It appears in all respects to be an ordinary birth, but it's not ordinary. It's extraordinary. The appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And although he doesn't say so in Bhagavad Gita, he keeps the subject quite confidential. Whenever he appears with his internal potency. And he appears with his devotees. We have the first verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. We just recited the fifth verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. The first verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandau Sahoditam Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktams Isham Ishavatarakam Tatprakashams Tatat Shakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangyakam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to be understood not only as Krishna Chaitanya himself, but as his swarup, his avatar, his shaktis, his devotees. He doesn't come alone. So although it's not stated, Krishna, he comes yada yada hi dharmasya, in every age, and he comes with his shaktis. Especially in his human-like forms. He appears with his shakti, with his wife or wives. Among them all, Radha is the most glorified, she's the most glorified, she's Paramadevata. We'll find she's glorified as the supreme goddess. It's a very confidential discussion. We know about the wife of the king, course, in this country, the Prime Minister doesn't have a wife, and the President, who's supposed to be in the position of the King, she doesn't have a wife either. It hasn't become popular in India yet to have this females marrying females. So it's, but it's known, just like we have the King of England and then the Queen of England. It's open, it's well known, it's considered very respectable and proper that the King has his wife. And similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has his Queen, who is Lakshmi Devi, who appears in various forms, his queen or queens. The King is, especially in Vedic culture, the King is expected to have more than one wife. Dasharath, he had three principal queens, and then Krishna is often worshipped, especially here in South India. Krishna is worshipped with Rukmini and Satyabhama, who are the two most prominent queens. And Radha and the gopis are known about, but it's not discussed much. And what about Radha? Does she even exist? There are theories brought out by very great scholars with big PhDs, and they've studied very carefully, and they've found that it's some folk tradition of Radha which started to become prominent in North India in such and such a date. And in this way they want to anthropomorphize Krishna and his worship. And there are atheists who study religion, and they tell you this happened at this time, and then there was this person, and this movement came up. And they study it, and they want to put it in all a mundane category. And why is it that we don't hear so much about Radha, even from great Vaishnava acharyas? They don't talk about it. They're supposed to be the ones who are revealing Krishna to the world, Ramanuja, Madhva. They should know. Why don't they talk about it? Seems like pretty good evidence it's just a North Indian folk tradition. Is it? What do you think? It's something like this. You don't have this tradition. Well, they have what's called this. For the king, they would have the Dewan, or in the British tradition, the butler. The big lord in his mansion would have the butler. He knows everything about what's going on in the household. The king, or the lord and his wife, and his girlfriend, which is illicit, he knows everything that's going on. He'll never talk about it. And even if someone brings up the subject, he says, no, no, that's all nonsense, don't talk that. He knows everything, but it's his job to project. Our king, our lord, is a very proper person, very nobleman, very straightforward. Therefore you should follow him, because if he starts telling, well, actually he has all these girlfriends also. And then everyone else says, well, I'll also have girlfriends. And then order in the king's job is to keep order in society. But if it's understood that the king himself is profligate, he doesn't follow the rules, then everyone will think, well, why should we follow the rules? Therefore, Ram had to banish Sita, because people are saying, well, that's not, you, wife has gone away, whatever reason, and then how can you keep her? And then Ram can't do his duty of governing the kingdom. On the other hand, the philosophy that Madhva especially is so strongly establishing, that Hari Sarvottama, Krishna is topmost. Well, that means not only in position, but in enjoyment and in love. So the natural progression of the philosophy that Madhva speaks is Vrajalila with the gopis and Radharani. But he won't talk about that. That's for someone else. And actually it shouldn't be discussed. It's not for everyone to discuss. It should be discussed. We should discuss Radha Katha, and we shouldn't discuss it. It's the only thing we should discuss, but we should be very cautious in discussing it. And we should understand that first of all, we have to have a proper conception of Krishna. Because if we start to think that Krishna is just an ordinary person by hearing about Krishna's intimate pastimes, and then we fall down. We should discuss Radha Katha because Krishna likes it. The whole purpose of life is to satisfy Krishna. But Krishna likes it if his devotees are glorified. So we should glorify the devotees, and the topmost devotee is Radharani, as Srila Prabhupada said in a lecture in Hawaii on March the 24th, 1969. Nobody can be a better devotee than Radharani. So as soon as Radha's name is there, Krishna is more pleased. So that is the way. If we glorify the devotees, the character of the devotees before the Lord, he is more pleased than to directly glorify himself. Narottam Das Thakur sings, Krishna naam gane bhai radhika charana pai, radha naama gane Krishna chandra. We may think, how are we going to reach Radha by chanting the name of Krishna? And by chanting the name of Radha, we attain to Krishna. So therefore we chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, calling out to Radharani, please let us have the mercy of Krishna. And she thinks, well, if you want the mercy of Krishna, you have to chant the name of Krishna. So there we go, Hare Krishna. We're calling out to Radha, and she's telling us, she's pointing us toward him. And Radharani has her own, so many names. There's one name which I find very beautiful and pleasing, Raidhani. Rai is a nickname of Krishna, of Radha. In the village, everyone has some nickname. Krishna is Kana or Kanu or Kana or Kanan here in Tamil Nadu, they call him. Balaram is Balai or just Bala like this. So Radharani is Rai, and Dhani is a word used in Bengali. It means young woman like this. So that's one name we'll find in Bengali songs. the gopis will address her like this. So this verse, Radha Krishna Praniya Vikriti Haladini Shaktir Asmad Ekat Manav Abhibhuvi Pura Dehabedam Gatau To Chaitanya Kyam Prakartam Aduna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. You can learn this verse. It gives the whole key to understanding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why he has come. Who is he? Srila Prabhupada translates this as the loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. So that's one translation of the first few words. If you put pranaya, the word pranaya, with Radha, Krishna, means the love of Radha and Krishna. But at least in the Gaudiya tradition of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it's reflected here, you see the word Radha is not hyphenated with Krishna. So what it means is that Radha herself is the Hladini Shakti, who is the transformation of Krishna's love. And that's the way it's this verse. What if you see Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the beginning there's the Mangalacharan, the introductory verses, which are all full of meaning. It's the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is compressed or in the first 14 verses, I believe it is, the whole subject. And then the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita opens that. Even the first verse has the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita within it. Then the first few chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita explain the meaning of these verses, one after another. Beginning in the first chapter, we just saw the title came up, The Spiritual Masters, because that's the first words of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vande Gurun. So in the fourth chapter, this verse is explained how Radha herself is the transformation of Krishna's love. She is Haladini Shakti. And in this way, we can understand that the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is a glorification of Radha. Everything within it. Because Krishna himself has come, which is explained in the verse after this, in the Mangalacharan, that Krishna wants to know what it's like to be Radha. But he can't do that, being Krishna. It's just like Lakshmi can't join the Rasa Leela because she's Lakshmi. She has to sit on the other side of the river. She can't go. She oversees all the worlds, but she can't enter. Lord Shiva can enter, Narad Muni can enter, but she can't. So Krishna also, he can't understand Radha unless he becomes her. So he's the supreme controller, and he's the supreme knower of everything. But he cannot understand the love of Radha. Why is she so attracted to me? What's it about me? And he mistreats her in so many ways. She herself says, Asrishava Padaratam Pinashtumam. He kicks me under his feet. And still she loves me.
I can't understand it. You'll never understand. You have to become me. But he can't become her, so he becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, true try to understand. It's very hard. It's very hard to suffer the pain. The woman suffers when her lover is so neglectful. She can't give him up. At the same time, it's so painful. So the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is a glorification of Radha. Srila Prabhupada said about this, there's one book or drama by one Bengali poet, the book is called Shahjahan. Shahjahan, famous figure in Indian history. And the whole book is about Aurangzeb. And Shahjahan, his father, gets a little talk here and there, a few words. And somebody said, you got the wrong name for the book. No, no, it's about him. But he hardly comes up in the book at all. Because he's sitting locked up, thinking, how my son, how has he done this to me? So Srila Prabhupada explained that the author knows the purpose of the book. So in the same way, Vyasadeva, he knows the purpose of the book. Even though he may not mention Krishna so much, but the whole purpose of the Vedas, Vedeshya Sarvarahameva Vedyaha, the whole purpose of the Vedas is to know Krishna. Vyas knows. Vyasa veti na veti va. It seems doubtful sometimes. He may or may not know. He may get so much wrapped up in Mahabharata and so many things that he, Narad may have to come and remind him. Remember? Oh yeah. Okay, all right. I'll write Srimad Bhagavatam. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, we don't find the name of Radhar either. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to come. Jadi gaur na hoito, tabe ki hoito, kemane dharitande. Radhar mohima, prema rasa shima, jagate janatoke. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come, Basu Ghosh, the poet, says, how could we maintain our life? Because it's he who revealed to the world the glories of Radha. Who else could have done that? We may say, well, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there were other poets. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished their poems, Chandidas, Jaidev, there was the Bilva Mangal, he relished the Krishna Karnamrita, which is in the mood of the Radharani and gopis, much of it. Rai Ramananda wrote a poem about Radha and Krishna before he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, there was knowledge of Radha was being little bit introduced to the world. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he demonstrated again what it means to be mad in love of Krishna, not directly as Radha, but in the mood of Radha. And then his whole sampradaya came, Gauriya Sampradaya, which seems to be, from the name, to mean the devotees of Bengal, but as Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explained, the real meaning of Gauriya is devotee of Radharani. Radharani, yes. So Srila Prabhupada generally referred to Radha as Radharani, the queen of Vrindavan. Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Actually, the word Rani is not even a Sanskrit word. It sounds Sanskrit, but it's not. It's deeply entered the North Indian languages. Rajni should be the official form, but we don't find there. There must be millions of girls in India in Bengal it's very common. They call them Lucky Rani, Narayani Rani. Everyone's a Rani, and they're. So they give their names, not all of them, but many of them. Queen of Vrindavan, and it seems to be most common in Vrindavan itself that they refer to her as Radharani, especially among the Bengalis and the Bengali widows. Many Bengali widows there who go there to take shelter of Radharani. They don't have any other shelter. They don't have a respected position in society. Even materially, they have to struggle just to live. Nowadays, there are welfare organizations looking after the welfare of the widows in Vrindavan. But they used to look to Radharani. Now they have welfare organizations, and what do you need Radharani for anymore? Interfering in Vrindavan. They think they're doing, helping them. But they had no other shelter but Radha. We are completely dependent on the mercy of Radharani. They stay in Vrindavan and they do bhajan. Somehow or other they live on the mercy of Radharani. And all the devotees in Vrindavan, especially the Gauriyas, they're feeling like that. And Vrindavan, of course, is dominated by the Gauriya Sampradaya. There are important temples of other Sampradayas, but the seven temples of Vrindavan, which are considered most prominent, they're all Gauriya temples. Anyway, that could be discussed, but they take shelter of the Queen of Vrindavan. She's very merciful. If the king sentences you to death, what are you going to do? The ministers, they can't help you. He's already consulted with the ministers. The only hope is the queen. So same thing in Vrindavan, Krishna. We are told to take shelter of Krishna, but it's very dangerous taking shelter of Krishna. You don't know what he'll do to you. He says himself, when Yudhishthira asked him, what's your mercy? How can we know someone's got your mercy? Oh, I take everything away from them. I reduce them to a beggar. Really? You want to take shelter of Krishna? Even Radharani herself says that Krishna, he treats me so badly. He kicks me and then he flirts around with other women. But we're confident that Radha, she won't do that. She's more kind. She's the compassionate manifestation. She's non-different from Krishna. Ekatmana, they're one. Oh, that it should be Ekatma or Ekatma. No, that's written correctly, but if you split it, because they're one person, but she's the female, compassionate half of Krishna. Moeti, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur used that word moeti, it's the kind of word he used that no one else understands, which means that she's the dominated moeti. Moeti means a half of a whole. Means the other half is there also. Sometimes you have a half, but there's not the other half. It's like half a pair of socks. The other half is missing. or half a cake, someone already ate the other half. But moeti means that both the halves are existing. So devotees in Vrindavan, they take shelter predominantly of Radha. Krishna, his land is Vrindavan, but Vrindavan Dham is Radha Padankita Dham, Jaranam Vrindavan. The devotees in Vrindavan said they look for the footprints of Krishna. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he looks to the footprints of Radha and says it's her dham. Anyone who goes to Vrindavan, especially if anyone stays in Vrindavan, we say they'll automatically become Krishna conscious. But we see that they become attracted, they start feeling attached to Radha, Vrindavaneshwari. That's the great benefit of living in Vrindavan. You can go and live in Vrindavan. We have to make Vrindavan here. But that's very beneficial if you have nothing to do in spreading the Sankirtan movement and you old, retired, nothing else to do. You can live in Vrindavan, you can live in Mayapur. So take shelter of Radha, because Krishna is very tough. Can be very tough. He's very sweet, he's very beautiful, he's very kind, he's very loving, he's very compassionate, and he can be very tough. And life in Vrindavan can be very tough also, just by the nature of life in Vrindavan. The climate is very tough. The people can be very difficult. If we take them as ordinary people, we're not supposed to take them as ordinary people. But it can be very difficult. You get sick, and especially our devotees when they first went there. The Western devotees, that no one would stay. Hard to get anyone to stay. They'd get sick, they'd get... couldn't understand the local people. They were struggling to build that temple. They take shelter of Radha. Now there's a beautiful temple. So many people are coming. So many other temples are going up. Otherwise, at that time, before Srila Prabhupada established Krishna Balaram Temple, he called it. He didn't call it Radha Shamasunda Temple. He called it Krishna Balaram Temple. At that time, the temples, they were falling to pieces. No one was building temples. If you go to Vrindavan now, you see they all look different to what they used to look like. They used to be old bricks just strewn here and there, everywhere in South India, everywhere. Just in a state of disrepair, going on for decades. No one had ever repaired them since they were built. And now, Rupa Goswami Samadhi, there's a whole big structure over. You can't recognize, it looks completely different to what it used to. And everything is, it was all broken down, all bricks. Now it's all fresh new marble. New temples are coming up. This way, Srila Prabhupada worshipped Radharani. People are coming now. In Radha Rasa Sudha Nidhi of Prabodhananda Saraswati, there's one. There are many verses. One verse I'll read. Vaidagya Sindhur Anuraga Rasaika Sindhur Vatsalya Sindhur Atisandra Kripaika Sindhuhu Lavanya Sindhur Amrita Chavi Rupa Sindhuhu Shri Radhika Spuriti Me Hridi Keli Sindhuhu. Have you heard that verse before? Ever heard it? Last time I was here, when Mukunda Dattaprabhu was here, he quoted this verse. And I asked him, is that's well known in Vrindavan? He said, yes, it's well known in Vrindavan. Radharani, she is the, this verse means that she's the embodiment of the seven oceans. In Vedic or Puranic geography, there are seven oceans. Right? Seven oceans. What is there? There's the saltwater ocean and the milk ocean, yogurt ocean, the sweetwater ocean, the wine ocean, the nectar ocean. What's the other one? You know cosmography. Sugar cane. And the sweet water is different to that. Yeah. So she is the embodiment of seven oceans. What are those seven oceans? Vaidagya Sindhu. She's the ocean of Vaidagya, which is one of those words which doesn't cleanly translate into English. There are some words in English which don't translate back into Hindi or Sanskrit. I was trying to find out what the word is for curiosity in Hindi, but there's no real word for it. Or heritage, that's another one we had. There's no real word, the concept of a heritage, it's not really there. It's probably due to a different attitude toward time, that there's no word for heritage. Here we looked it up, right? It says something like Jigyasu Kiyutsukta. Utsukta, an eagerness to inquire or something like that, but it's not exactly. Anyway, Vaidagya means intelligence, expertise, cleverness, something like hoshiari, I guess, something like that. But it also, there's some idea, some can mean some cunningness also. So Radharani is an ocean of that. Then Anuraga Rasaika Sindhu, the one and only ocean of Anuraga, of the rasa of Anuraga. So Anuraga means attachment, love, and rasa is untranslatable. Some translations been given here, the ocean of exceptional ecstasy of profound love. Vatsalya Sindhu, it's been given the ocean of kind affection. Vatsalya, the idea of how the cow loves her calf. So we can turn to her like that. She's very affectionate toward her, those who are in her shelter. We can turn to her for shelter. She's very affectionate. She protects. We take shelter of Radha means, take shelter means they'll protect. Shelter means there's something we have to take shelter from, right? So the whole material world we need shelter from. So Krishna gives us shelter. And Radha can give us shelter from Krishna also. She gives shelter to the to her assistants, all young girls, mostly young girls. Ati Sandra Kripaika Sindhu, the one ocean of highly condensed or concentrated mercy. Lavanya Sindhu. Lavanya means beauty, elegance, charm. She's the ocean. Amrita Chavi Rupa Sindhu. What does Chavi mean? Usually people think key, but that's an English word. It comes from Mr. Chavi, who made the locks. Chavi means picture. Shows she's Amrita Chavi Rupa Sindhu. She's the nectar. She's a very picture of the nectar of beauty, and she's an ocean of that. And Keli Sindhu, the ocean of amorous pastimes, of play. The queen in the city, she can't play around. Sometimes, under some circumstances, we have in the queens of Krishna, sometimes they would play with Krishna in the water, with the water spots, syringes. But time, place, there's certain allowance for that. But Vrindavan, it's always play, and it's always chaotic. It's the king keeps order, but he needs to sometimes just let his hair down, so to speak. There's an English saying, you just have to give up. That's why they have jesters, that's public, who can insult the king, and it's a dangerous job, but he makes jokes at the king's expense. Because it's hard to be always formal, but the king has to be. His people need to understand. He's the boss, he's in charge, you have to respect him. But he also needs to relax, joke around. That's one reason why the women's quarters, they're cut off. Because in the women's quarter, the king goes in, and then he's immediately, his wives are all insulting him, and they can't do that. Publicly, they'll never do. Privately, he's enjoying as they're saying bad things about him. So Vrindavan is only for Krishna's enjoyment, and it's chaotic. It's just anything, anytime can happen. It's all unpredictable. And Yoga Maya holds it all together so it doesn't go completely wild. And in the center of it all, well, there are two centers. It's almost like two centers. There's Nandagram and Vrishabhanupura. And so there are two centers. And they're trying to meet each other. And sometimes they meet, sometimes they don't meet. And it's very unpredictable. Radha centers us, everything centers around Krishna, and Krishna centers himself around Radha. So, as I was saying, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj, to give us some idea before he starts explaining the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wants us to understand, to whatever little extent we can, who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. So he explains this verse. Already prior to this, he's explained the previous four verses. Then, now in the fourth chapter, he explains this verse, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti. So he explains in several verses. Radhika hoyen Krishna pranoibika shurub shakti haladini namjaha. Srimati Radharani. Radhika is the name given here. She is the transformation of Krishna's love. She is his internal energy called Hladini. So that's what he states. And it's non-understandable without further description. What does it mean that Radha is the transformation of Krishna's love? She is his internal energy. What does that mean? And is called Hladini. So it'll be further explained. That's why we have to go through whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, come back, and whatever we've read all the pastimes, then again we read the beginning and say, oh yeah, that's because of that, and then it all fits. And then again we have to do, And again we have to do. Radhika is the transformation, she's Krishna's love embodied. Not that Krishna's love exists separately from Radha, but she's the very form, what he concentrates on. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches Krishna Bishayak Prem Parampurusharta. He teaches, as all the Vedas teach, that the ultimate object of love is Krishna. He is the object of love, and that attaining love for Krishna is the highest goal of human life. He didn't say Radha Vishayak Prem. He didn't say that love centered on Radha, the object of whom is Radha. He doesn't say. Because that love for Radha is actually, that's Krishna, that's for Krishna. We can love Radha, understanding her to be who she is in relation to Krishna. If we try to love her in the way that Krishna loves her, we become a sinner, a very great offender. So when we say love for Radha has to, for everyone else except Krishna, must be centered on Radha with Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't say Radha Vishayaka Prem. He's Krishna Vishaya. Krishna is the ultimate object of love. Even though in Vrindavan, the devotees, they eulogize and worship Radha more than Krishna. But she and he are inseparable. And there's no meaning to Radha without Krishna, no meaning to Krishna without Radha. It's possible to worship Krishna without Radha. But from the Vrindavan perspective, that is not considered proper. Radha bhajane jodi mati nahi bello, Krishna bhajana tava akarane gelo. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if you don't worship Radha, then your worship of Krishna is useless. Yeah, so that's the Gaudiya perspective. Are we saying it's just an opinion? No, it's true. But it's also true that those who are worshipping Krishna, even they don't know Radha, they may even deny Radha, but they're also glorious because they're worshipping Krishna. The gurus in the Vaishnav parampara, Gaudiya Vaishnav parampara, they direct the disciples up through the parampara, which ultimately goes up to Krishna. And Krishna, when we finally, bahunam janmanam ante jnanavam maam prapadyate, after so many lives, we reach up to Krishna, and that's it. That's the conclusion, Bhagavad Gita. No sign of Radha in Bhagavad Gita. Actually, there is, but it's not very easily seen. Yeah, Krishna says that Mahatmanas tu mang paratha daivin prakriti mashrita. The great souls, they are sheltered by my divine energy. That's in. We have the conditioned souls. Chibhir gunamaya bhavair ethamana madha. What is it? Abhi sarva medyang jagat. Daivi esha gunamaya mamamaya duratyaya. In this material world, we're all under the control of the material energy, but the great souls are under the control of the spiritual energy. Krishna doesn't say directly myself, so that's an indication of Radha. Hare Krishna. Arjuna, he might not say, I take shelter of you and you throw me in this war. And he wanted to avoid the war. I take shelter of you. I know you very well. I'll be your devotee, but it's hard to convince others when they see you appear to be partial and you appear to be a politician. People are criticizing. It's true. You're a thief. You're a liar. You're a cheater. It's hard to deny. So Krishna says, you take shelter of Radha. She's good. And I say, no, she's not. She's very bad. She goes with someone who's not her husband. Oh, that's why we shouldn't discuss these things. It becomes very controversial. She's the most chaste because she's only centered on Krishna. And Krishna loves her the most. Krishna's love is for Radha. He loves everyone else because she loves everyone else. These are topics too big for little brains to understand. So we can chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. The topics of Vrindavana, very sweet. I say about Madhva, he speaks about the childhood pastimes of Krishna, but logically the sweetness doesn't stop there. Jiva Goswami, he denied Parakya Rasa. It's open to all. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it open to all, but still it's very hard to attain to. Love in the material world, the highest manifestation is love between man and woman. But in Vrindavan, the highest love is directed towards Radha, who directs it toward Krishna. There is an upper sampradaya in Vrindavan becoming very prominent at the present time of someone who says, well, just love Radha, that's all. Just love Radha. But she won't accept. You have to direct your love toward Krishna. She will accept love only in as much as it helps her to serve Krishna. So all these things are explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Krishna willing, we may discuss more tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srimati Radharani ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Hare Krishna.